Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today.
Things that make the ADHD tick around in your brain also make you good at some things. It's not just they make you bad at things. If you're worried that ADHD is going to get in the way of your potential to have a photography career, don't worry. It actually could be a really big bonus for you. I've been a self-employed photographer for 25 years, and for most of that time, I wasn't really aware of what ADHD was and how it actually affected me, and how it affected my daily life and how I go about running a business and trying to be a photographer. And there were all these things that I used to think were just me being not a normal person, that I just wasn't right, and that I could see normal people could handle certain types of things in a certain kind of way that I just struggle with. And when people started pointing out to me, do you think you've got ADHD? Have you looked into that? And I didn't look into it. I resisted because my idea of what ADHD was very different to the reality. And once I started to look into it, once I started to look at the full spectrum of what that could mean and things that happen in my brain, a lot of things just really made a lot more sense. In my life, there's a weird paradox that ADHD essentially has made it difficult for me to stay in a normal employment situation. So it was one of the factors that was pushing for me to go and start my own business. And without being aware of how ADHD affects me, it also was putting up barriers to being successful in my own business. In this moment, I'm looking back at 25 years worth of working for myself and just thinking, how did I get this far? How did I even get close to managing to work for myself for 25 years? How did I get this lucky? How did I find the tools that let me get through some of the fundamental challenges that ADHD presents for me? Some of these things are really just, it's a good way to run a business. So things like, if there's something that you're not good at, don't try to make yourself do it. It's not about you have to learn to be good at accounting. You have to learn to be good at updating a website. And you have to learn to be good at whatever else. If you are good at some of those things, that's fantastic. But honestly, I have been really lucky to have had a great guy to help me to set up the business and get the books organized. And then another great guy to be my accountant and just make sure that I do all the compliance stuff that makes me really, really stressed. Because I hate doing my books. I hate doing the tax stuff. I hate the compliance. And I always feel so much better when that stuff is done. And it gets done because I have good people helping me. And that's a really important difference, that if you're going to work for yourself and you're going to be a photographer, you've got to look at what are the things you really want to develop as a skill. Do you want to put your time and effort into learning to be a good accountant? Or do you want to put your time and effort into being really good with the camera? I don't know whether this goes into the category of introvert or ADHD or whatever else is going on inside my brain, but the idea of networking, I really struggle with. I am not good at networking. I don't like being in rooms full of people. I don't like being around strangers. I don't like small talk. I read an article this morning about small talk and about how painful it is for some of us to engage in that space. And the problem is that if it's not important to us, we don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't care about sport. I really don't care about sport. When I was younger, I used to enjoy watching sport and different kinds of sport. But once I looked at the commercial stuff happening behind sport, it lost all appeal to me. Like, I can't take an interest in who won a football game on the weekend, because next weekend it'll just be a different football game, and just who cares? I just don't care. And I'm really bad at having a conversation when I don't care. So networking for me is pretty much a form of torture. At least the traditional form of networking is a form of torture, because really what I'm doing here with YouTube, this is kind of networking, because I'm talking about the stuff that I care about. And because I'm talking about stuff that I care about, it's easier. I can have a conversation. And I love it when people drop a comment in there and they express an idea. And indeed, this video is a response to someone else asking a question on a previous video. So that conversation is really important, because I'm better at having a conversation than just lecturing. And we tend to think of ADHD as like something you've got to remediate, something you've got to fix in order to participate in society. And that's just not the right way to think about it. It means that there are things you are good at and there are things you're not good at. And like anything else, I guess, you just got to focus on the things you are good at. And the things that make the ADHD tick around in your brain also make you good at some things. It's not just they make you bad at things. So there's all these good things that come of it. That capacity to take something you're interested in and just dig into it and just obsess about it and get really, really good at it. That's a great way to be a photographer. That is a real superpower. In the same way that being an introvert actually can be a superpower as a photographer as well. When I was putting my career together and I was moving out of one career and into photography, and I kept meeting extroverted photographers. I remember one joke about a friend of ours. Someone said, "How do you know when Julia's turned up to the party?" And the answer is, she'll tell you. We hear from the extroverted photographers all the time. They make a lot of noise. They get the airtime because they're making noise. So you don't hear about the quiet ones anywhere near as much. And in fact, introversion is a superpower when it comes to photography. When I looked closely at some of the extroverted photographers that I knew back then, and I looked at their work from certain places in the world that I knew very well, I would look at their work and I think, what have you missed here? Why haven't you seen this, this, and this? Why is this body of work missing some really important, intimate elements about the culture you're exploring? And it was because they are stepping into a space and they are making the photograph that they have in their head, whereas an introvert is more likely to step into a space and observe the scene for what it is. And this is a generalization. This is a very gross generalization. There are plenty of powerful, intimate, respectful extrovert photographers out there, but it is something you've got to overcome. As an extrovert photographer, you actually have to learn to shut your mouth and actually listen, because that's not your default behavior. As an introvert, your default behavior is to shut up and just take it in. You have spent a lifetime observing. You are tuning in to what's happening around you. That's your default position. And this is powerful as a photographer, because you are seeing things that other people are not seeing. And if you're seeing them, the next step is for your camera to see them, and then the world can see them. So being an introvert is a genuine skill when it comes to photography. ADHD has its own powers too. So I've gone off into introversion and I thought I was going to be talking about ADHD. And that's one of the problems. Just staying on a track is just, it's really difficult. I think one of the things that's really made a difference to having a business as opposed to just being a photographer is having multiple factors going on in the business. It's not just you're learning how to take a good photo, because having a career in photography and learning to take a photo are just two different things. It's not about how good is your photography. And I say this a lot. I really do say this a lot, and I'll keep saying it because it's something that we all need to hear again and again and again. There is only a certain amount of relevance in this entire equation as to how good your photography is. If you are okay at taking photos but really good at running a business, you will be successful. You will be insanely successful. If you are really amazingly talented at taking photographs and terrible at running your business, you will be in for a life of misery. You will be broke all the time, your relationships will suffer, and it will just be stressful. And I can think of a few friends who are absolutely in that category, and it pains me to see that much talent not seeing its full potential. One of the things that has enabled me to run a good business over the years is not just doing one thing, it's doing multiple things. And even this YouTube channel is one of the multiples, because I'm not a YouTuber. I am a photographer, but I'm a photographer with a YouTube channel, and I'm a photographer who shoots video recipes, and I'm a photographer who can help consult with people's websites because I understand how to present my work and I understand how to use technology to get my work out there. And I'm a photographer who teaches and I mentor, and I'm a photographer who runs workshops and I run tours. So having all those different elements, in some senses, that can be a weakness, because if you're not doing one thing extremely well, are you doing it good enough at all? But as an ADHD person, having all these different things means I can be interested in this, and when I tire and then I move to the next one, and then I move to the next one, and I keep coming back to it. Because if I was doing the same job every single day of every single week of every single year, I would not be a happy person. I simply wouldn't be able to cope with that. And I think a lot of ADHD people would feel the same. And this is part of why I have my own business. It's so I have that flexibility, so I can do lots of different things. Keeping the variety in the business is a really big part of how I keep myself in the business. I need that variety to keep my brain doing what my brain does. If you just want to make money, then doing one thing and doing it super, super duper well, that's a really good way to go. But I know my brain's not going to work that way. I know my brain is just going to struggle if I've got to do the same thing over and over again. There's a saying that I have that I don't like to walk to the coffee shop the same way twice. And that's the same with my business. And it's a downside in terms of I could just make a shitload more money if I just did one or two things really well and did them a lot. That's the pathway to getting rich. But it's not the pathway for me to get happy. For me, I've got to find a new way to the coffee shop every single day. Because I do love a new challenge. I love a variety of challenges. I love that I do something different tomorrow to what I did yesterday. That is the payoff for me. That makes every day a little bit special. And because it's different and because the challenges are always there, that's what keeps my brain doing something. Thank you. It's interesting to me how many of my favorite people in media, whether it's podcasters or YouTubers or other photographers, who are absolutely ADHD. And I didn't realize this so much until I was working on an expedition ship with Heritage Expeditions. We were doing a trip on the Kimberley Coast, which I got to say, for any photographer, this is a great experience and definitely something worth trying to get into your life at some point. And we were on this ship and I'd been on it for like maybe 3 days. And one of the expedition crew was talking about how I update the pictures that are on the presentation screens, because that was one of my daily jobs, just to put a whole new bunch of pictures up there at the end of every day. And then she said something that essentially was like, how is it best for me to work with you and your ADHD? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like looking at me. She's frowning at me. She's like, are you pretending this isn't a thing? And then she says something like, 2/3 of this crew are in the same boat, which I thought was a funny expression, really. But I got what she meant. And she started naming people. And I went, oh, yeah, Chris does that thing where, oh, okay, right, so he's in the same boat. And this thing where Steve does, oh, so that's why Steve's really good at that. And you start looking through these things and you realize so many of the people who are really good at what they do and who you respect because they're really good at what they do are also experiencing some flavor of ADHD. So this seems like a very long-winded way of saying, if you're worried that ADHD is going to get in the way of your potential to have a photography career, don't worry. It actually could be a really big bonus for you. The caveat being that you're on a learning curve. You are on a journey to work out in what ways is this going to help you and in what ways is this going to hinder you. A big part of the ADHD experience, I think, is learning which pieces of your brain operate in which way. Because it's not like you're one person. You're really a lot of different people. And depending on the context, a different person is going to come out. I'm going to bring it back to where I started and this idea that I'm at the age of 55, I've been doing photography in this form for 25 years. This is my career. And I've been working for myself for 25 years. I'm looking back and I'm asking myself, how did I get here? How is that even possible? Because I didn't set out to give myself 25 years of working for myself. That wasn't where my head was at back in 2000 when I started this journey. My head was simply in a space of, I've got to get back into a creative field. I am a creative person. I don't walk to the coffee shop the same way twice. I need to get out of my job and I need to find a path that connects with my creativity. And photography is not the only way to be creative. You can be creative writing code. You can be creative designing websites. You can be creative making music. You can be creative in fields that you might not think are necessarily creative. For me, the creativity was about building things. I need to make things. I need to get to the end of the day and have more than I started with. That's my creativity. That's the kind of creativity that I have in my head. And I couldn't do anything else very well. Photography was the only thing that I had even a modicum of talent in. And let's be honest, I look back at what I was shooting 25 years ago and it wasn't very good. It wasn't as good as what I can do now. And you would hope that you get better. You would hope that with 25 years of practice, you actually get better. What's my point here? My point is, I didn't look at that moment 25 years ago and say, I'm building a 25-year career. I looked at that moment and said, can I get through the next 12 months without having to go back to having a job? That was all I was trying to do. Every year, I didn't have to go back to a job was a win. That's how I saw it. And with each year, what I realized was every year you are out there is a year stronger, is a year you have more skills as a business owner, as someone who's going to market, as someone who's dealing with clients, as someone who's working out how to make clients happy. Every year you're doing this, you are getting better at it and you are picking up skills. And every year that you are out there doing it means you're more likely to succeed in the next year. So hopefully that makes sense in some way, that every year you've got behind you, you are more likely to succeed in the year to come. I think that's really important because we don't always know what's coming in the year ahead. There's a lot of things we can end up worrying about. And for sure, with an ADHD brain, you are thinking about all the things that can go wrong. That's one of your superpowers, right? You are thinking about what can go wrong so you can plan for when things go wrong. So when something does go wrong, you are prepared and you can act. But because you're thinking about all the stuff that can go wrong, you're not always simply enjoying being in the space you are right now. And that's what I'm really trying to get a handle on at the moment, at the age of 55. I am trying to learn to enjoy being in the space I am right now. I'm trying to not live in the future all the time and not live in the past all the time, but just be in the moment. All I'm really trying to say is that ADHD can be a superpower if you want to be a photographer and you want to run your own business. And it doesn't necessarily mean you will be rich, but it can mean you can be happy. And I think that's a really good outcome. Thank you very much for joining us today. I hope there was something in there that was useful. If you are interested in photography, please have a look at some of the other videos that are on my channel and have a great day.